You may not know this, but Italy is the only major country in Western Europe not to recognize same-sex civil partnerships. That's been the focus of several protests recently in Italian cities. And many of the demonstrators took to the streets carrying alarm clocks.
Going on the street with an alarm clock means wake up Italy, it's time to join the rest of Europe on gay unions.
That's Gianni Riotta, a columnist with the Italian daily La Stampa. He often joins us on The World to talk about what's happening in Italy. And this week, what's happening is a debate in the country's parliament over legislation that would grant gay couples the right to form civil unions. Italy's prime minister is in favor of the proposal, but there's pushback from conservative Italians. Still, Gianni Riotta says gay couples in Italy are optimistic that discrimination against gays might be coming to an end.
It has been awful because, you know, in Italy, when the husband dies, his pension goes to the widow. But a lot of homosexual couples, when they lose their partner, they lose the income or any kind of property, houses or land. So it has been a lot of grievances, a lot of discomfort. And if I have to say what I think, the Italian society has been ready at least for 20 years, but the politicians were so afraid.
I remember a couple of years ago, Barilla, the Italian pasta company, caused a kind of a big, even international uproar when the head of the company went on talk radio in Italy and said, Barilla embraces family values, that's why there are no same-sex couples in Barilla advertisements. So today, what is the mindset of Italian lawmakers who oppose this bill?
You know, it's interesting what happened in Barilla after that. There was a huge boycott in the United States. The owner of Barilla apologized, and now their advertisement is so much nicer and much more inclusive than it used to.
So they changed their tune.
Yeah, they changed their tune. But conservatives are against, and Christian conservative Catholics are against. You know, but they are not a majority in the Italian society now for many decades, I'd say. And also, you see, Papa Bergoglio, the new pontiff, Pope Francis, is not pursuing a cultural agenda at all. So even the Catholic establishment has been very cautious.
So Italy's kind of confusing. Is Italian society very Catholic or is it very secular?
Italy is confused. My dad, that was a very devout Catholic, would say, when I was a kid, the church were filled up with people that were not believers at all. Now the church are very empty. There are very few people in church, but those that go are very, very profoundly devout. So the society has changed.
So Iranian President Rouhani is in Rome, and they had to cover up statues, nude statues, yesterday on his visit to the museums. Did he witness any of these demonstrations on his trip to Rome? Because Ahmadinejad famously said there were no homosexuals in Iran.
The interesting thing is that now there is a huge story in Italy going on. Who ordered the statue to be covered? Because the Italian Minister of Culture said I wasn't. The Italian Prime Minister said I wasn't. Nobody actually issued an order, apparently. And so it could have been like some zealous executive or a director. I don't know. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And but as usual, you know, as usual, it was something funny, dash, ridiculous. But of course, the Italians are making such a fuss about it, losing sight of what was a very important visit by Rouhani.
Did he sign a contract with Barilla?
I don't know. We'll ask. I hope for the Iranian people because pasta is always very good.
Gianni Riotta, a columnist for the Italian daily La Stampa, speaking with me from Rome, where parliamentarians will be debating tomorrow whether to join the rest of Europe in recognizing same-sex unions. Gianni, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys.
You're tuned to The World.